Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for the miracle seed. Know that God is moving on your behalf in this season. For the Lord says he quiets your mind in this season, and you're going to find that you're going to come out of some things. You're going to come into some things. For the Lord says, know that the enemy shall not have his place in thee. He shall not torment thee in thy mind. He shall neither torment thee in thy emotions. But the Lord says, begin to give yourself peace and rest. Quiet your mind. Quiet your inner critic is what I hear the Lord saying to me. Now the Lord says that in the month of September, and even up until around about the 22nd of the month, it's your time to shine. That's right. September has been made just for you. And you're going to find that you're going to be able to move forward with some new personal plans or even some projects. And it seems as if that you're going to be particularly appealing to others, even around the beginning of the month or the first 12 days of the month. And you're going to find that you're going to attract some good things, and you're going to have the ability, my friend, to show off your best traits and your abilities. For as the Bible declares, your gifts shall make room for thee. And that's what is going to happen for thee. Now, I do want you to begin to know that God says, watch whom you have around you. The enemy is going to try to come and tempt you and try to bring you into some ways that are not of the Lord. He would try to attack your flesh. So what God is saying, watch, stay away from any kind of obsessive behaviors. Guard your flesh for around food. He's going to try to attack you from a sexual standpoint. I'm telling you what I'm hearing the Lord say unto me, where he will say, well, nobody's going to know. I'm just telling you, however this thing may begin to show up, the Lord says, guard your spirit with all of your heart. Protect your spirit. And the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. And that is going to be extremely important for you. Now, I do feel that your energy could be a little low in September, especially around the 8th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 24th. And yet God says avoid a lot of physical labor and just try to take it easy and just rest in the Lord and don't overdo yourself, because the enemy is busy trying to find a place, trying to bring mishaps, trying to bring accidents through your body and things around the bones or twisting of the back. So use wisdom. Also drink plenty of water, because God says you're in a season of a fresh start and new beginnings, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today in this month of September, this is truly the month of healing. For Father God says, you are the healer from within. And Father God says, I give you new strength and I give you new vitality. For Father God says, this is the month to rest and to meditate as well. For Father God says, as you go about your daily task, just make sure you incorporate the Holy Spirit into your season. I also hear Father God saying, he's already dispatched his healing angels. And Father God says, this is the month where you're creating something out of nothing. For Father God says, you're creating the new possibility. And I do hear Father God saying, you're receiving help from above. So Father God says, peace be still in all of your duties, and know that within the next 6 months, there's going to be a new breakthrough, a new turnaround. And I hear Father God saying, your key word for this month is cooperation. For Father God says, be angry and sin not. Father God says, agree to disagree and to move forward. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season where you may desire to go within to privacy. And I hear Father God saying, yes, go within. Go within your prayer closet in this season. For I see many blessings. And Father God says, the assistance, the help, and the favor is at hand. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, my friend, listen, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth. And I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear a word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be much peace. And God says for you to not worry. And I'm hearing God says for you to move forward in the things that he has given you. God says that there's a friendship that's going to be reunited with someone. And God says for you to be open to that. I'm also hearing the word of the Lord saying travel. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I just see a new image for you. God is doing something new as far as with your image. He's bringing forth a elevation, but he's elevating you personality-wise, your esteem, your image, your self-image and your esteem. He's taking you to a new level where you begin to embrace a new you and embrace the greater glory that shall be upon you, and that's the word of the Lord.
I concur with the word, for even as the prophet was speaking, I wrote down the word designer. God says there's a designer in you, there's a creator in you. that should come forth. Don't be afraid to show your wares. Don't be afraid to stand out and to be different. God is there to be different, for I've called you to be different. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. The word of the Lord for you this evening is God is giving you wisdom. And in the midst of the wisdom, you need to make decisions. And in this decision process, God is going to give you understanding. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you today, restoration. For Father God says he's restoring some things, and I hear Father God saying this is the season where the families coming together in agreement. I do hear Father God says there's a season of endings and completion, and I hear Father God saying let go and let God. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, once again, I want to thank you, Sister Barbara Blackwell, for the miracle seed of $60. Know that this is a season where the Lord shall perform that which he has said concerning thee. It's a season where God's going to open up your heart, and you're going to touch people and lives and friends, for I've called you to touch humanity, and you're going to begin to find that with this $60 seed, you're going to see favor concerning a family matter. For the Lord says to the woman of God that this is a season where you might even start some kind of a partnership or something of that nature, and I see meetings all around this situation, and it seems that God says that use your prophetic anointing when it comes to business matters, because you're going to find that success is going to be your portion. And this is a season where the Lord says you're going to move in my word, you're going to move in honesty, and you're going to move in truth. For the Lord says use wisdom and be not deceived in this season by what others may say. And yet God says you will listen twice and speak once. And God says be sensitive to the things of the Spirit, guard your words, and make sure that all that you do that you're clearly understood in all of your communications. For the Lord says now in regards to joining some kind of a business interest, it could become an asset or a liability depending upon your surroundings and the circumstances. And yet God will say unto the woman of God that you will achieve your financial goals. And you're going to find that God said he encouraged the woman of God to develop relationships that are mutually beneficial between you and others in all business matters surrounding your financial life. For the Lord said as you begin to adapt a win-win situation, you're going to prosper. Now I do feel, woman of God, that between now and round about the third week of November, you're gonna there may be travel plans or business changes. Just be prepared to settle up any financial matters with anyone. Maybe something, it seems like possibly some kind of a financial matter could be related to education or something surrounding a vehicle. Settle matters surrounding vehicles. If you purchase a vehicle, make sure you have proper insurance to cover the car of anything. Just something around vehicles. Just use wisdom and be open concerning that. Bless you, Sister Barbara Blackwell.